chapter 2 The size of a business in relation to appropriate marketing techniques and strategies. Marketing activities in small and large businesses. Is there a difference in marketing strategies of small and large companies? Of course, marketing efforts do not always involve all of the activities mentioned in the definition at the beginning of Chapter 1. The marketing activities that are used by some businesses are few in number and are carried out in a simplified and informal way. This is usually seen in very small businesses, such as individual entrepreneurs and mom-and-pop stores. The owner and employees might use intuition, casual observations of customer behavior, conversations with customers, the selling rate of various products, instead of formal market evaluations and surveys. Advertising might be limited to displays of products in the store window and signs. Large businesses are more likely to engage in most of the activities listed in the definition of marketing presented in the beginning of Chapter 1. They usually have the financial resources needed for formal market surveys, test marketing, focus groups, and advertising in the mass media. These activities might not be cost-effective for a small business, but they often are for large companies. Many of the techniques discussed in most books on marketing may not be feasible for individual entrepreneurs and small businesses with limited financial resources. Most of the course material, books, websites, and research that I have encountered on marketing and business do not deal with small businesses. Even when small businesses are mentioned, I have found that after reading for a while, it becomes apparent they are talking about businesses that have 40 to 500 employees. From the perspective of the huge organizations, such as Fortune 500 companies, businesses with 40-500 employees are relatively small. However, businesses with 40 to 500 employees often involve millions in investment, and starting a business of this size is out of the reach of many Americans. The Small Business Administration considers a manufacturing facility with 500 or less employees as a small business. They also consider a wholesale business, wholesale trade with 100 employees or less, to be a small business. They have their own criteria to evaluate the size of a business. If you want to see the details involved with their definition, left-click on the following hyperlink, which will take you to a Small Business Administration webpage, www.spa.gov. Weblink: a useful definition, microbusiness. When we talk about small business, we need some precise terminology and definitions. I have found precise terminology at a number of websites, including uscovinfo.about.com weblink. Instead of using the term small business, better terminology is microbusiness, which means a business with 5 or less employees. However, I am modifying this definition to make it even more precise, as follows. A microbusiness is a business with 5 or less employees, with salaries and profits totaling less than $500,000 a year. I provided this modification because there are some businesses with 5 or less employees that produce tens of millions of dollars in profit a year. For example, famous movie stars, expert business consultants, and top-level professional athletes essentially have a small business, marketing their services, which may result in many millions of dollars of profit each year. It is necessary to distinguish this from mom-and-pop stores, and two-person partnerships, and tiny family-owned businesses that usually have very limited financial resources. These limited resources will greatly limit their marketing strategies. No doubt, micro-businesses are somewhat limited in terms of marketing when compared to larger businesses. There is simply much more that can be done in large businesses. They usually can afford to spend millions on experimenting with various aspects of product development and marketing. Risking a few million in such experimentation may not be much of a problem for a large company, even if the results are not always fruitful. Even businesses with 40 to 500 employees may spend hundreds of thousands a year on new marketing campaigns. Probably because of the above, there is more research and information on large businesses than on micro-businesses. Good techniques and scientific research for micro-businesses are lacking. Techniques and research are needed that can be used by individual entrepreneurs, mom-and-pop stores, and small partnerships that cannot afford a team of marketing experts. However, the above does not imply that there is no information or help for micro-businesses. Three paragraphs below, there are a list of websites that provide information and assistance for individuals that operate, or want to start, micro-businesses. In addition, Some of the techniques used in large businesses can be modified in various ways to make them useful for micro businesses. I attempt to do this in some of the sections of this book, when it is feasible. A method of defining the size of a business, which can be useful in assessing what marketing techniques are appropriate. The above discussion suggests some interesting ideas on marketing, in relation to the size of a business. As implied in the previous discussion, the size of a business can be very ambiguous. The best way to define size, in my opinion, is in terms of the profits and salaries paid to employees. That is, the sum of the profits and salaries equals the size of the business, with this assessment method. For example, a small business owner, who employs one individual, for $40,000 a year, and makes $50,000 a year in profit, would have a $90,000 per year business. If an individual sets up a stand on the city streets, during the weekends, makes $5,000 a year in profit, she would have a $5,000 per year business. This method can also be used when a business did not make a profit, or when there is a net loss at the end of the year, by just calculating the salaries paid to employees. This method can be used to estimate the amount of money that can be invested in new marketing strategies, such as marketing assistance from experts, advertising, test marketing, etc. For example, 10% of the yearly gross of profits and salaries might be a reasonable investment for new marketing strategies. A $90,000 per year business might be able to risk $9,000 a year on new marketing strategies. This can be an additional expenditure over the regular marketing budget of a company. There are, of course, many other methods, in addition to the above, of assessing the size of a business. Some of these methods can be seen at the following websites. Search phrase with Google Business Size, www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals percent 22 business plus size percent 22 plus. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.wikitextbook.co.uk web link. Words on website: the market share of the business, the level of sales turnover, the number of employees, the value of the business, the value of capital employed. www.census.gov web link. Words on website: statistics about business size, including small business, from the U.S. Census Bureau. Websites for marketing information for micro businesses, such as individual entrepreneurs, mom-and-pop stores. The following list of websites provides information, as well as various forms of assistance for micro-businesses. This includes expert advice, financial assistance, and bank loans. The exact information and services provided will differ with each of these websites. Search phrase with Google micro-businesses, www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals micro businesses and BTNG equals search. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. The following website and related organization, NYC Business Solutions, is very useful. They offered free classes for starting and or operating a small business. I have taken some of these classes, and they provide interesting and useful information. NYC Business Solutions also offers some individual business advice. They provide information on various types of business loans, including where and how they can be obtained. They also provide information on legal requirements and licensing for businesses in New York City. www.nic.gov web link. Words on website: NYC Business Solutions. www.spa.gov. Words on website: programs and services to help you start, grow and succeed. www.business.gov. The following list of topics is from this website. Info on popular business topics: find small business grants and loans, choose a business name, DBA fictitious name, start a home-based business, obtain tax information and forms, get started in government contracting, learn 10 steps to hiring a new employee. uscovinfo.about.com web link words on website. American business with five or fewer employees will now have access to training and technical assistance to help them start or grow under a new program funded by the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA. www.smallbusiness.com web link words on website. A microbusiness is generally defined as a small business employing fewer than five persons. www.nas.org words on website. National Association for the Self-Employed. www.consumeraction.org web link words on website. Microbusiness basics. answers.google.com web link. It equals 508,349 words on website. Microbusinesses. The following website is an e-book that is over 300 pages. This book might take a minute or two to load with some systems. srdc.mstate.edu web link words on website. Home-based and microbusinesses resource directory. www.4ql.co.uk words on website. Helping microbusinesses use the internet. Search phrase with Google. U.S. Government Microbusinesses. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals percent 22 US plus government percent 22 plus microbusinesses. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.esquire.com web link words on website. A subscription to the Small Business Advisor newsletter is free. www.consumeraction.org web link words on website. Microbusiness Leader's Guide. Search phrase with Google. Microbusinesses in New York. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals microbusinesses plus in plus new plus York. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. Search phrase with Google. Marketing strategies for microbusinesses. www.google.com web link. Q equals percent E 2% 80% 9 marketing plus strategies percent 22 plus 4 plus microbusinesses and HL equals N and start equals 0 and SA equals N. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.speakinggainmarketingtips.com web link words on website. A monthly newsletter about small business marketing strategies. www.dartmouth.edu Zimmen Paper Zimmen Pro Poor percent 20 Growth percent 20 and percent 20 Microfinance APRO 5 PPT words on website. Pro Poor Growth and Microfinance. Some related evidence and a research agenda. Articles.in Kate equals Computers and Internet 27,547 words on website. Internet marking for microbusiness. Search phrase with Google. Small Business Help. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals small plus business plus help and BTNG equals Google plus search. www.score.org web link words on website. Ask Score for business advice.